Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Two big stories when you're talking about streaks and opportunities to get back to state. Champagnat Catholic has been to the state championship game 5 years in a row. They are two-time defending state champion, and head coach Hector Clavijo is kind enough to join us this evening. Coach, thanks so much for taking the time on a week that, once again, this team is in the spotlight, one game away from yet another appearance in the state finals.
Yeah, thanks for having me, as always, Larry, and we're excited to be in this situation. You know, playing past Thanksgiving is always a wonderful treat, so we're just ready to take care of business this Friday and get back to where we belong.
You've played that schedule this year. Obviously, up until last week, I think, of the games that you played, I think six teams were in the mix for a state title. So you guys go up and beyond every year. Obviously, because of COVID, it was a little bit tougher to schedule some games outside the area. But you never back down, and that's what gets you ready for when you play the 2A competition. Talk about that. And, obviously that's a huge advantage to playing that type of competition all year long and then going to play your 2A teams.
Yeah, I mean, obviously with RPI and not being in a district and, you know, nobody really helping you with scheduling, it's always difficult, you know, to find games. But that's part of it. You know, you got to be strategic in who you play and where you play them and when you play them. That's a big part of it. It's always fun to get some good matchups this year, you know, with Miami Northwesterns and, Gulliver Prep that had an amazing run, and then playing some teams up the road like a Fort Meade and then Benjamin School and stuff like that. So you get a good combination of different people that run different things to just kind of prepare us and gives us an opportunity to figure out what we're good at and what we're not good at and what we got to work on. And I really believe that showed this past week. You know, we played a team that did some things that I thought we weren't very good at defending earlier in the year, and I thought we did a phenomenal job this week of taking care of that. So we've been able to do that week in and week out and just continue to get better and never did the same thing, you know, beat you twice, whether it be a play or a whole scheme. And we've done a good job of that. And you know, the kids have bought in and they're ready to roll. And obviously, as you know better than anybody else, you know, we're super young this year. So it's been great to see the kids really, you know, bounce back and finish strong with a great, you know, regular season and now rolling in the playoffs.
It's funny that you bring that up because I think I was the one last year. I said, if you could weather this 2021 season, you've got kids for a long time. You got a lot of younger kids who like as 9th and 10th graders get an opportunity to make, you know, an impression against, you know, teams that are bigger, maybe athletes that are more well known. So you're 100% right. And when you get a chance to play the Gulliver Preps and the Miami Northwestern, these kids grow up faster and faster every year. Talk about what the road too, because you guys you gave up home games because and I understand that it probably costs more to rent some of these fields than go on the road sometimes. But you did that, and you guys went on the road enough where you had a good bond, and you've done that in the past. I think you more than anybody, your team more than anybody. I remember a couple years ago when when Coach Dennis was there and you guys went to Kentucky and you have an opportunity to go to different places, that bonding, going to Valdosta and going to places like that. Talk about that, because I think that that's so important because the kids are together and they're you guys are all together and not all scattered out, and you create more of a bond.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, the things that we got to go through, even on a day-to-day basis, you know, traveling, you know, we travel every day just to practice. You know,
yeah.
So definitely, you know, being able to travel and getting on a charter bus and going and having, you know, lunch at a TGI Fridays or an Applebee's, you know, for pregame and, you know, just spending a lot of time together really does help the team, kind of the camaraderie and whatnot. Unfortunately, this year we didn't really get a chance to go out of town, you know, due to COVID and some of the restrictions that we were having. You know, we didn't really feel, you know, super safe on, you know, getting on an airplane and whatnot. But you know, we plan on doing that in the future. And like you said, we just had to weather the storm. And I think we did a great job of that. A lot of the young guys stepped up, you know, where out of the 22 starters, it's like, I believe it's like 15 starters are in 9th or 10th grade, you know.
Wow.
so it's crazy that we're able to play at this level right now and be this far into the playoffs, with the majority of the team being, you know, 9th and 10th graders.
Yeah,
you know,
no doubt.
There's, you know, two starters on defense that are seniors and three on offense that are seniors. So it's, you know, if you really do the math, you're like, holy smokes, you know, for 2 years and if not more, you know, we should consistently be back in it and just continue to get better and gain experience, you know.
That's
so
crazy.
It's exciting.
Mean, yeah, no, it is. Coach Hector Calvillo joining us. Champagnat Catholic, a team that a lot of people around the state know, and certainly this week, a trip to back to Naples. You've been, I think, to Naples a few times this year. I think you played Lely there. You played Barron Collier there. Now you're playing over there again. First Baptist is a team you played last year. I think you handled them fairly easily. What do they bring to the table this year?
Yeah, we beat them 41-0 last year. And to be honest, that was a game that, like, after the game was over, I saw the scoreboard, and I'm like, man, we really beat them 41-0. I thought they were a lot better than that. They come back. I think they got a new quarterback from, like, out of town, and they got they got some really good skill guys that they've been able to bring in that are new, that are really impressive on film. So, you know, I think they have one loss. They only lost to Bishop Rowe this year. You know, it's going to be a really good game. I mean, that's the game, you know, we've kind of circled on our calendar this year that it's going to be a tough game to get us to the next, you know, to the state championship. And we're just ready to roll. You know, I know they want our heads on a platter. I think we've knocked them out of the playoffs, I want to say 3 times in the last 6 years. But you know, like most 2A schools at this point, that's how they feel about us. But yeah, we're just excited to get the opportunity, and we're going to go to them. We played there before, and the Naples ride is almost like going down the street for us now. We played there so much. So, you know, we're just excited for the chance to make another run at Tallahassee. And you know, I told the kids, you know, everything's going to come really, really fast over these next, you know, 3 days playing this game, and hopefully we win. And 3 days later, you're in Tallahassee, you know.
Yeah, you got to leave. It's like going to another
state.
We
don't get that. We don't get that break like most. I think the big schools do. So we got to play
next
right away.
Year. We'll get it. We'll make sure that everybody's down here next year. We, you know, we'll
yeah,
give you
it.
And
I doubt it. We got to go play in that little tiny stadium now in Tallahassee.
We'll give you
for no reason.
We'll give you and Chaminade the due that you respect to be down here for the state title game, Coach. Again, thanks so much. Congratulations for everything you continue to do. And I remember, right after the state title game, talking to you, and I said, you know what, Coach, if you put it together in 21, you could be at this thing for a long, long time, because you got some kids. You got some kids that are going to be around for 2-3 more years, some of them 4. I love
it. No,
again,
exactly.
Thanks so much. And my respect to Miss A and everything you guys have done over there. We'll talk to you soon.
Appreciate you, Larry. See you soon.
Good stuff. Hector Clavejo is the head coach at Champagnat Catholic and is doing a tremendous job.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.